basketball is on air. Today's broadcast of the Glen Ladybugs basketball game versus Kilgore Lady Rangers is brought to you by the Brenham Sportsmen's Association. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports frames.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Cruzy Center here on the beautiful campus of Blinn College in Brenham, Texas, where we've got a big women's college basketball game for you this afternoon as the Blinn Buccaneers take on the Kilgore Lady Rangers. Doug Brown inside this beautiful gymnasium, the house that Bluebell built, and we are set for what should be a really good game. You got the Blinn Buccaneer women coming in here, 15-5 overall on the season, and Kilgore 12-8 on the season. Both teams right now tied. They're 5-1 in conference play, and just a half game behind the Angelina Lady Roadrunners, who are 6-1 in conference play. But for Angelina, that one loss was right here in this very facility a couple of weeks ago to the Blinn Lady Buccaneers. And Angelina overall 14-7. The big difference is they've only played one. They played one more game in conference than the rest. But right now, Angelina, Blinn, and Kilgore right there at the top, battling it out. One that's been surprising in the conference ranks this year has been Trinity Valley, who normally is one of the top overall teams. They're 13-5, which is still a good record, but only 3-3 in conference play, which for them is very unusual. And then you got Paris, who's also 3-3 in conference, and then Tyler, who's 3-4, Panola 2-4, and then bringing up the rear, you got Coastal Bend, who's 1-5, and Jacksonville, who's 0-6. Other games going on, scheduled to start same time we are. Speaking of Trinity Valley, they are going to be on the road to Jacksonville. Panola is going to be at Angelina, and Paris is going to be at Coastal Bend. And so this, as we said, big game for Coach Jeff Jenkins and his team as they are currently ranked number 22 in the country. And Kilgore just outside the top 25 in the JUCO ranks. And these two teams warming up on the court. I'm gonna have to keep a close eye because both teams are blue and white. Although looks like Buccaneers coming out in the gray uniforms today, and so we'll see on Kilgore. Right now they still got the practice gear on; they haven't switched yet. we'll keep an eye on that. As we said, a couple of notes to pass along. We just found out before we went on the air, the Blinn Buccaneer baseball games that were scheduled today over in Baton Rouge have been rained out, and so the Buccaneers are on their way back home. from what I understood, after the thumping that the Bucs gave Baton Rouge yesterday, in case you didn't hear, they won 16-8 and 14-1. Baton Rouge wasn't in too big a hurry to get back out there and play them again, so no games the rest of the weekend. But Blinn will be coming back home. And then the Buccaneers softball team was supposed to have a doubleheader out at Holt Park today. But with the rains that we got during the overnight hours, and I know I heard some places got as much as 3 inches and just made it unable for them to play on the surface today. So that doubleheader was canceled. But one thing that's not been canceled is our game here, and we will bring it to you right here on the radio. Or there's plenty of time before it starts if you want to get in the car and make the drive over here to the Cruzy Center. We got plenty of seats available if you want to take in a basketball game this afternoon. It's a great venue to watch a game from, and come on out and join us. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service, and fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
All right, as we come back here to the Cruzy Center on the Blinn College campus, Doug Brown with you. As the Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball team gets set to take on the Kilgore Lady Rangers in this Region 14 conference matchup. And it's a big day for college basketball. We'll take a look at the ladies' action in the NCAA ranks. And getting ready to start at 2 o'clock, same time as ours. You got Memphis at SMU, South Alabama at Texas State, Incarnate Words at New Orleans, Southern Utah at UT Rio Grande Valley, Tarleton State at Stephen F. Austin, Florida International at Sam Houston State. Then at 2:30, it's Utah Tech at UT Arlington. 3 o'clock, you got Texas Southern at Prairie View, and that'll be just right down the road here. And then 6 o'clock tonight, you got Kansas at TCU. Other women's action coming up tomorrow afternoon. You got number 2 Kansas State at number 12 Texas at 1 o'clock. And then in a trio of 2 o'clock games, you got number 13 Baylor at Houston, Tulane at UT San Antonio, North Texas at Tulsa. And then rounding out the action at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it's Mississippi State at Texas A&M. That one going to be at Reed Arena. Meanwhile, on the bench side this afternoon, you've got Rice and UT San Antonio at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you've got number 4 Houston at number 8 Kansas, Florida at Texas A&M, Texas A&M Commerce at Northwestern State, Houston Christian at Nichols. At 3:30, it's Lamar at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. 4 o'clock, you got Incarnate Word at New Orleans, Stephen F. Austin at Tarleton State, UT Arlington at Utah Tech. At 4:15, it's Southern Miss at Texas State. 5 o'clock, it's Cincinnati at number 15 Texas Tech, and also South Florida at North Texas. 5:30, you got Texas Southern and Prairie View. 7 o'clock tonight. It's number 12 Iowa State and number 18 Baylor. 7:30 UT Rio Grande Valley at Southern Utah. And rounding out the night, UTEP hosting Liberty at 8 o'clock. And then one game on the slate for tomorrow, it's UAB, that's Alabama Birmingham, by the way, taking on SMU. And that is a look at the games that are going on in the college ranks. And when we come back, we're going to take another quick break. But when we come back, we'll have our national anthem as well as the starting lineups for the two teams. But in the meantime, let's send you back to the studios. And this time, let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store, the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, a little My Sharona getting in there as we are about set for the opening announcements here at the Cruzy Center. And we'll have our national anthem as well. And fans filing in here trying to get a good seat. And there's plenty available here if you want to come out to the gym. Still plenty of time. We haven't got started. We're about to get started, but you make your way over here and take this one in this afternoon. We'd be glad to have you with us. But if you can't make it, well, we're glad you're here with us on the radio. And now let's go to our public address announcer, Mr. Heath Bird, with the introductions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the World Famous Cruzy Center here on the beautiful campus of St. Catherine's. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Safety and fair play. We ask that all fans, coaches, and players show respect to the opposing team, game officials, and each other before, during, and after tonight's match. Persons caught throwing objects or participating in other acts in conflict with good sportsmanship, safety, and fair play will be subject to ejection and prosecution. We will also be following the NJCAA rules regarding artificial noisemakers. And at no time will anyone be allowed to use bells, whistles, or electronically amplified noisemakers. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise, remove your gowns, and join us as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Once so brightly hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket
right, and we're ready now for the starting lineups.
And now the starting lineup for the Gilbert Rangers. And guard, a sophomore from Frisco, number 2, Jordan Wright. And guard, a sophomore from Logan City, Louisiana, number 4, Taylor Hampton. And forward, a freshman from Logan City, Louisiana, number 12, Tyler Henderson. And forward, a sophomore from County, Texas, number 15, Tyler Edmond. And it comes up with the trouble in the end of number 23, Natalia Allen. Then it comes to the Kilgore Rangers, Stephanie Williams, her assistants are Shamari Harrison, Jalen Smith.
And back we go. We are ready to get this one underway. And it's going to be Jasmine Jackson tipping off. She'll be jumping with Nyla Inman. As we said, Jasmine Jackson, 6'3", sophomore out of Cypress. And Inman, a sophomore out of Tyler. And we are ready to get underway. And tip is controlled by the Buccaneers. And we're ready here. We've actually got a three-woman refereeing crew this evening, or this afternoon. And it is Mattis with the basketball. Over to Neal, back to Matt, and now to Singleton. Singleton puts up a jumper, misses, and a rebound by Mathis. Mathis gets it out to Neal. Neal around to Jackson. Back to Neal. Over to Singleton to Mathis. Bucks have got 5 seconds on the shot clock. They got to get one off. Singleton puts up a three and misses. And a rebound by Inman. And here at the junior college ranks, they play 4 10-minute quarters. So we're in quarter number one. Inman with the basketball for the Lady Rangers. Kilgore the black uniforms and Blinn in the gray uniforms, both primary colors of blue and white. Stolen by Singleton up ahead, gets to Mathis. And Tiana Mathis leads it up and in for two, and the Buccaneers are on the board. Mathis, a 5'8 sophomore out of Bryan, Texas, former Lady Viking. And back the other way goes Nakia Allen. Allen with the feed, and we're going to whistle, and an offensive foul called on Kilgore. That is going to be on Jordan Wright. That'll be her first. And now Buccaneers with the basketball. 8:30 left to play here in the first quarter. Bucks leading it 2-0. Singleton. Over to Winter Jones, over to Mathis, back to Jones. Jones thought about a three, passed it up. Singleton going to fire up a three. She misses, and Neal tried to tip it, but unfortunately went into the hands of Brickella Hampton. And back the other way goes Kilgore. Inman back out top, and they work it around. Three-pointer missing by Jordan Wright. And who's going to end up with it is Winter Jones. Jones is now sprint to the basket, and she was cut off, so now gives it to Singleton, back to Jones. Inside to Neal, back out top. Mathis going to fire up a three. Misses. And rebound by Kilgore. And substitution. So Johnson will check in now, and Jackson will take a breather. Picard Johnson, freshman out, 5'11" freshman out of Crockett, Texas. And steal ends up in the hands of Johnson now. She will pass the ball off. And Mathis back out top. Jones going to fire up a three. She nailed it. Winner Jones. 5'6" freshman out of Dallas. And the Bucks lead it 5-0 here over the Rangers. Or Lady Rangers, rather. Kilgore bringing the basketball up the court. And puts up the shot, and missing was Perina Liemi, or Liemi, who's in the game now. Liemi out of, sophomore out of Australia. And this is something against the Bucks. Not, I didn't see a signal, but it's a turnover, and it's back in the hands of Kilgore. Let's see what the signal is from up. I have a better view from when I'm usually down there, but let's see what the signal was from the referees. As Hampton, ball stolen away. Jones on a fast break. And she is going to lay. Oh, she missed the layup. And a rebound by Jonisha Neal. Neal inside to Johnson. Johnson lost it, got it back. Puts it up in for two and draws the foul. Johnson with her first basket. And let's see who the whistle's going to be against. And for Hampton, that'll be her first. And misses the free throw. And tipped up into the hands of Kilgore. And timeout taken by the Rangers. Let's see if this is going to be a, it is going to be the media timeout. So we'll take it with them and send you back to the studios. And let, Glenn leads at 7-0. Let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
And back we go. We got 6:10 left to play here in the first quarter. Glenn Buccaneers leading Kilgore 7-0. And Kilgore has the ball nearly stripped away. And it's Jordan Wright with the basketball. More substitutions for Glenn. We'll get those in a moment. Nala Richardson and Elizabeth Walton have checked in.
Foul number 32 to Carla Johnson.
That's foul on Johnson. That'll be her first.
Checking in for
Buccaneers, number 10, Janiyah Thomas. And number 22, DJ Kincaid and Janiyah Thomas checking in. So now, I believe it is all bench players in for Coach Jeff Jenkins. And the one thing about Blinn, they have such a good bench. They have such a deep bench this year that a lot of their players on the bench could be starting for other teams and actually have gotten spot starts here and there across, as, during the course of the season. And in the corner, Kilgore. And beat it, and up and in for two is Nikaya Allen for the first basket for the Rangers. And we get an offensive foul. That's going to be on DJ Kincaid. That'll be her first second team foul on the Buccaneers. And Kilgore with the basketball. Jasmine Soston is in the game now. They try to go inside. Ball stolen away. Up ahead is DJ Kincaid. Passes the ball off to Nala Richardson. Richardson puts the ball, shot up, gets fouled on the play. And that should send her to the free throw line. And it's going to be a foul. Foul on Soston and then Nala Richardson. Richardson, a 5'7 freshman from just down the road in Navasota, Texas. And she hits the first one. She'll get one more opportunity here. And misses the second one, but rebound. Johnson trying to put it up, misses, and rebound, and ahead to Kilgore. Leamy with the basketball, and guarded by Walton. Now to go inside to Allen. Allen back out, driving the lane, the shot is blocked, and they missed the next shot. And Kilgore tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but it ended up in the hands of Richardson. Now Richardson to Janiah Thomas. Puts up the shot, misses, and rebound by Kilgore. And they'll give it up to Hampton. Down to 4:30 left to play here in the first quarter. Blinn leading it 8-3. And shot put up and in by Hampton. Kayla Hampton, sophomore at Bossier City, Louisiana. And it's Richardson with the basketball. Was going for Walton, knocked out of bounds by Kilgore. And looks like Winter Jones is going to check back in. And Richardson will go back to the bench. As it's now an 8-5 game. Inbound pass to Jones. And nearly lost the ball. Got it back. She was looking for Kincaid and had knocked away. Now it goes to Thomas. Thomas back over to Jones. Jones puts up the jumper. Misses, but does draw the foul.
Foul number 15,
Nyla Inman with her first foul. And it will send Jones to the line. Winter Jones, a 5'6 freshman out of Dallas, Texas. And she hits the free throw. And misses the second one. Johnson with a rebound. And instead of a foul, they're going to call traveling on Johnson. Now, how he could miss her getting hit by four different people is beyond me. And they just shoulder blocked. It's a three-pointer there by Nakia Allen. Oh, that was Jasmine Suston. But big number 34, Aaron Love, just shoulder blocked one of our players and...
This is the place for classic country favorites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Okay, sorry about that. And DJ Kincaid just put one up and in for two, and the Bucks lead it 11-8 with 3:03 left to play here in the first quarter. Now these Bucks look like they were going to run away with it, but Kilgore's been fighting back here. And that one up and in for two. That's Aaron Love, freshman out of Houston, Texas. And makes it 11-10. Jones back out. Thomas, and Thomas foul on the play there by Sostin. And for Sostin, that's her second foul. And now we're going to get substitutions as Singleton and Mathis are going to come back in. And Henderson back in there for Kilgore. As Thomas hits the first free throw. And nails them both. And so that'll increase the Buck lead to 13-10. As we're counting down 2:30 left to play here in the first quarter. And ball is stripped away. And coming back on the other end, Janiah Thomas up and in for two. And Thomas now with 4 points. And puts the Buccaneer lead up to 15-10. Loose ball on the corner is going to come. Love blocked by Johnson. Out of bounds. And it's going to remain Kilgore basketball. And now we're going to get some substitutions more as Jackson will come in for Johnson. And Jordan Wright coming back in as well for Kilgore. Inbounds pass and stolen away by Thomas. Thomas now going to stop and set the offense over to Jackson. Jackson out to Mathis, over to Jones. Jones drives, passes to Singleton. Singleton up and in for two. And Chelsea Singleton on the board for the first time in the game. And the Bucks have taken a 17-10 lead. And Love will feed it inside. And we got a whistle. We got a stoppage here. Foul was called on Aaron Love, so that will be a 1-1. I think it's going to be a 1-1, and it is. Winner Jones will go to the free throw line for the Buccaneers. Mathis checking back in as well. And she hits it. And it's the second one as well. And Jones now with 6 points. 19-10. Buccaneers win a lead with a minute 33 left to go here in the first quarter. Kilgore bringing the ball up. They work it around to Henderson. Henderson over to Wright. Wright tries to feed Inman. Stolen away by the Bucks. And up ahead to Mathis. Mathis going to drive. Almost that. Laid it up and in, but it rimmed out. And so it will. Still got the foul, though. She'll be going to the line. And it's first foul on Henderson. Mathis, 5'8 sophomore for Bryan. And misses the first one. And it's the second one. Miss Mathis, 3 points, and it's 20-10 Buccaneers. As we get down to 1 minute left to go in the quarter. Three-pointer, and it's in there. Burina Limi with her first basket, and that goes her. And that's a three-pointer to make it 20-13. Goes out of bounds And it will remain Kilgore basketball. Clock stop with 43.2 seconds. And she gets the ball into Donisha Neal. Neal back out. Walton almost lost it, but regained it. And now you go inside to Jackson. Jackson passes back out. They got 1 second to get the shot off. They do hit the rim. And back the other way goes Kilgore. Puts the shot up and in for two. That is Perina Leamy with 5 points, and it makes it 20-15. And Bucks are going to get called for traveling. So Kilgore can play for the last shot with 1.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. And they fired up at the buzzer. Oh, and she just missed going in. And so we reached the end of the first quarter. Our score of 1 Buccaneers 20 and the Kilgore Lady Rangers 15. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team. Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key. 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we return to action here at the Cruzy Center. Doug Brown with you on this Saturday afternoon. So glad you could be with me where we are across our great listening area. Whether you listen to us on KWHI, 1280 AM, 101.7 FM, and also across the web at KWHI.com. Inbounds pass, and we seem to have some disagreement there. No. That's on Janisha Neal. That'll be her first. Inbounds pass up and in for two is Nyla Inman. Her first basket of the game. And Walton passes back out to Neal. Neal over to Mathis back out, and now three-pointer while Walton misses. And ball lost on the play there by let's see, was that Mathis? Yeah, it was on Mathis, and so clock stops with 9:20 left to go in the second quarter. And Walton thought about another three and passed away. And they got to put the shot up and misses. And Kilgore with the basketball as we drop down under 9 minutes to play here in quarter number two. And right with the basketball. And shot is air ball. That's a Johnson. You want to come off the bench, come back in. Yeah. And now Stronghold Ball is going to end up with it. It's going to be the Blinn Buccaneers. And they pass the ball out, and the ball is going to be lost. They were looking in the corner for Now Buccaneers got to play some defense here. Stole away by the Bucs, and now Blinn wants to run with it. And Chelsea Singleton got to fire that one up. That is a two-pointer. She was just inside the line when she put it up. And that one put up on the other end by the Bucs, and they miss. Back the other way. And three-pointer attempt by Neal. She misses. She's going to run it back down. And a blocking foul call. Inbounds pass. And now working the ball up the court. Nora Richardson. And now Bucks leading at 22-17. We're in the second quarter, 7:26. Somebody, this is just stopping and wondering where the referee's positioning is, because we had some weird calls here this afternoon. And that one put up in this. Johnson will come down with it out to Jones. Jones back out, and Kincaid puts it up, misses, and a rebound by Gilgore. And ball's in the hands of Jordan Wright. And now she passes off to Leamy, being guarded. And they're trying to throw the ball up. And it was unsuccessful last time, successful though that time. And missed shot there by Inman, and that Bucks back the other way. Shot up and missing, and ball ended up rolling out to Thomas. Over to, they're going to set it. Incomplete. Now working the ball up the court. Back crossways, and they go inside. They're trying to go inside. Oh, no, they passed up Johnson. Going to give it to Perina Leamy. It's a three. And that will cut the lead down to 2 points, 20-22, with 5:50 left to go till the half. And DJ Kincaid with her second basket of the night. That'll give her 4 points in the game. And it's 24-20 Buccaneers. The way up and in for two. Winner Jones with her first basket of the game. Yeah, we're going to get some substitutions here. Not quite time for the media timeout. For the media timeout, they have to get under 5, and we're at 5:26. So probably the next dead ball. But Walton is back in. Thomas is back in. And she knocks down the free throw, does Jones. Gives her 9 points in the game. And it's 27-20. And Walton bumps the ball carrier. She goes by. Foul on number one. Yeah, first foul on Walton. and whistle underneath the basket on the far side there. Now a bounce on the Bucks, so that one, an air ball, and into the hands of Aaron Love. And they're going inside. Shot is up, miss, but we do have a foul called. And it's going to be a meaty timeout on the court. And so we'll take a win. Bucks lead it 27-20. Back with more from Grizzly Center after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
All right, as we come back to play here, the last foul was called on Winter Jones. That was her first. And first free throw attempt is good. And that is Nakia Allen at the free throw line. And misses the second one. And it is going to be Mathis that comes away with it. She'll give it over to Jones, wide open to Walton. Walton cross court to Mathis. Thomas going to fire up a three, and she hit it. Janiyah Thomas with a big three-pointer. That bumps the win lead back up to 30-21. And driving back the other way, they're going to pass the ball out now, working around. And puts it up, misses, tip, and out of bounds on the Bucks. They were trying to get stay in bounds and just could not save it. Then with a 30-21 lead, as we said, we got 4:19 left to play here in the first half. Driving the lane, puts up the shot, misses. Now it's going to Love hit the basket, so that will make it 30-23. And Buccaneers with the basketball. Three-pointer by Thomas misses, and Love comes down with a rebound. Pass the ball off to Lum, back out top. And a three-pointer there by Jordan Wright. That makes it a four-point game, 30-26. And give it up to, let's see, that is Bibba Bird has checked in. And how about travel as well as the hands there? Yeah, And so the Rattlers will inbound the ball. 3 minutes left to play here in the half. Bucks lead it 30 to 26. And if they go to the ball, we're going to get a whistle. And a foul call on the Buccaneers. Well, wait a minute. They've got on the board that it was Johnson that did the foul, but it actually said Singleton, so it's like, okay, who is it? Seems to be some confusion on there. I'm going to go with what they got on the board because I think that's the official one. And so second foul on Dakar Johnson. And she made both of her free throws. And now Singleton got to fire up a three, and she hit it. Chelsea Singleton with a big three. And now we're back the other way. Bucks leading 33-27, and Rangers stepped on the line there with Mustangs last night. And so Blinn will get the ball back. With a basketball. And now gives it up to Walton. Walton drives. And lays it up and in for two. And Elizabeth Walton's on the board. And we'll work the ball around. Finds an open player. And back the other way. Singleton fires up a three. Rebound. And Johnson thought about three. Went inside. Fired off. It goes so fast. It's hard to keep up here. And now over to the hands of Jones. Jones puts up a shot. Drops to the floor with a foul. And that will be on Aaron Love. It's going to the line now. Let's see, that is going to be Jundisha Neal going to the line. Neal, a 5'4 guard out of Houston, Texas. And this is the second one. And it's all rebound by the Lady Rangers as we're coming down to a minute and 16 left. Top of the key goes Anderson. Anderson over Newton. Now working their way around. And he's going to end up with the basketball as we're down to less than a minute. Rangers went and tried to put up that shot and just couldn't get to convert. And Bucks back the other way, knocked out of bounds. Foul was called on Inman. That's her first. Singleton bringing the basketball up the court. And now back the other way. Ball knocked out of bounds. Blinn leading here 36-30 with 35 seconds left. And inbounds pass. Key picked the break and now puts that one in there. And for Singleton, that is now 7 points for her. 38-30, Bucks with the lead. We're down to 15 seconds. Round the horn. get a foul call on Jasmine Sustin. And so here we go, the free throw attempts. And 10.3 seconds left to go here in the half. Bucks lead at 38-31, 38-32. And it's going to end the bench as Nala Richardson comes in the game. And clock is stopped. We had a problem with the shot clock / game clock. And time is called now. Ready to regroup. Bucks get a chance at the last shot. Mathis, better hurry. He's down to 4 seconds. Mathis got to put it up and draws the foul. Nyla Inman for Inman, that'll be her second. Now Mathis with a chance to add to the Buccaneer lead. They're up 38-32. And she does. And it's a bone. And that will be the end of the second quarter. Our score, the Blinn Buccaneers lead it 40-32 over the Kilgore Lady Rangers. And that will send us to the halftime show. And we're going to come back with a halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
All right, and we are here at the half where the Blinn Buccaneers are leading the Kilgore Rangers 40-32. Doug Brown back with you from the world-famous Cruzy Center. And we take a look at the halftime stats for the Blinn Buccaneers. And leading scorer right now is Winter Jones. She's got 9 points. Chelsea Singleton with 7. Janiyah Thomas with 7. And let's see, going up and down the board here, we got DJ Kincaid's got 4 points on the bench. Takara Johnson, 4 points on the bench as well. Elizabeth Walton with 2. And then we got Richardson and Neal each with 1. And really, foul's not a big, not too big a deal here in the first half. The only one in foul, Takara Johnson's got 2, but nobody else has more than 1. And so things looking good with the Bucks here as against Kilgore. Their leading scorer right now is Perina Limi from Australia. She's got 8 points, and nobody else has more than 4 on their team. So it's been a pretty good defensive effort by the Bucks here in the first half, keeping Kilgore at bay. And that was one of the keys when earlier in the season when the Bucks played Angelina College, is keeping that good defense and also making the timely shots when they needed to. And they're doing a lot of that here in this afternoon's ball game. And they want to do that to keep pace because Angelina, they're taking on Panola this afternoon. And Angelina, just as we mentioned during the pregame, half game in front of the Bucks and the Buccaneers and the Lady Rangers. So they want to stick with that. And Coach Jeff King must be already happy. He's already out of the locker room. And he forgot his water. Never mind. I thought that was a short halftime conversation if he's already back out here to the bench. Apparently he's already through. Well, I mean, the team's doing a good job over there. Doing a good job, I guess, as a coach, there's not really much you need to say. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about big broadcast week we got coming up here at KWHI. And we'll do that on the other side of the break. But as we said, here at the half, Blinn Buccaneers leading Kilgore Rangers 40-32. Back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And as we come back to action here at the Cruzy Center, and Blinn Buccaneers leading Kilgore at halftime, 40-32. And of course, we got a big week coming up here at KWHI. We started off on Monday night We got the first of our candidate forums, and that'll be coming your way at 5:30. Craig Montana will be out there emceeing that as we have some of the candidates that are running for office in the March 5th Republican primary. And then Tuesday night, we'll have the Brenham Sports Line at 5:30. And my guest that night will feature the Burton Panther powerlifting team. Then right after that, Dean Erickson will be at the Brenham High School gym. Brenham Cubettes coming off that big win last night over Magnolia West, right in the thick of things for the playoffs, and they will take on College Station. And when they would go a long way towards, as they're still trying to determine the playoff, that fourth playoff spot in District 21-5A, and so we'll have that one for you. Wednesday night will be the second of our two candidates for them. And then Thursday night is our annual broadcast of the Washington County Spelling Bee. Friday night, Friday, Tommy Lane and I will be out at Polk Park for Blinn Buccaneer softball. And the next Saturday, I'll be back here at the Hoosie Center for Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball. So a lot to come next week here at KWHI, and we hope you'll stay with us. And as always, when it comes to keeping you up to date, be sure you tune in to the KWHI Morning Show every weekday morning from 6 to 8 with yours truly, along with Joshua Bloschke and Craig Montana, as we keep you up to date with everything. And, of course, also check out our website at KWHI.com for all the latest news and sports information around the Brenham and Washington County area. And in the meantime, we're getting close to the start of the second half of play. And so we're going to send you back to the studios one more time. And let's hear this time 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And back we go here to the Cruzy Center. Doug Brown with you on a Saturday afternoon. And the Blinn Buccaneers taking on the Kilgore Rangers. And, or I should say Ready Rangers, because this is the women's game after all. And Bucks with a built themselves an 8-point lead here in the first half, and now we just got to maintain, keep everything going, and hopefully hold on and rack up another win under the watchful eye of head coach Jeff Jenkins. He and Rick Church over on the softball side. He and Coach Church, the two most longest tenured coaches here at Blinn College. Both in it, both been here. I think Jeff has been here 20 plus years, and Rick's got to be getting close to almost 30 years here at Blinn. And then let's see. After that, I guess would be Coach Schumacher, and then probably Coach Mahon, and then Coach Gamble. But great group of head coaches here for all the, and also don't want to forget our soccer coaches and our golf coach, as we got a really great group of coaches here at Blinn for all the sports now. And that one is thrown away by Kilgore. And just so great because our athletic department now is just not only statewide, but national and international with players coming from all over the place to play right here at Blinn College. Blinn with the basketball, and it's Chelsea Singleton over to Jasmine Jackson. Jackson going to fire up a three! And how about Jackson knocking it down for her first points of the game? Jackson, a 6'3 sophomore out of Cypress, Texas. And bringing the ball up the court is Brianna Hampton being guarded by Winter Jones. And now back the other way, Kilgore with the basketball. Full court press by the Buccaneers. Singleton back out in the three-pointer attempt by Kilgore, missing. That was right putting that up. Rebound, puts the shot. Inman up and in for two, and it's going to be a foul on Blinn. That's going to be on Mathis. That'll be her first. And so Inman to the free throw line. Sophomore out of Tyler. And hits the free throw. And makes it 43-35. Buccaneers still with the lead. 8:44 left to play. And ball stolen away by Kilgore. Into the hands of Henderson. And Henderson will get the ball up to Wright. Pick being sent by Allen. And they go back to the top and a three-pointer missing. And a rebound there by Winter Jones. And should be a foul there against Kilgore. And it is on Inman as they run up the court. She just knocked Winter Jones right down on the court. And so Aaron Love will come in. As that's now actually four fouls on Inman. And back up top, Chelsea Singleton with a three. And Singleton now with 10 points. She becomes the first Buccaneer to hit double figures this afternoon. And it's 46-35 for the Blinn. And pass to Aaron Love. Love baseline jumper misses. And Singleton comes down with a rebound. Singleton working up the court. Drives the lane. Misses the shot. Mathis with a rebound. Back out to Singleton. Singleton drives. Lays it up. Misses. Rebound. Mathis to Singleton. And Singleton. Oh, and she was going for Jackson. Ball stolen away by Wright. Back the other way. Ball knocked out of bounds by Mathis. Saved the basket there. And now Jackson going to come out and Takara Johnson checking back in. And Jasmine Sostin coming back in for Kilgore. And Allen's going to take a break. And Nala Richardson checking back in. Jones will get a breather. One thing about Coach Higgins is he's very good about substituting on a quick basis. And Sostin up and in for two. And that cuts it to a nine-point game, 46-37. Blinn in the lead. And Richardson drives as the ball knocked out of bounds by Kilgore. And Janine Thomas and Elizabeth Walton checking back in for Blinn. Singleton and Neal will come out. Thomas with the basketball. Inside to Johnson, puts up the shot, misses, but does draw the foul. Should be on Aaron Love. And it is. And that'll put Johnson at the line. Clock stop with 6:49 left to play here in the third quarter. And Johnson puts it up and in. And back to a 10-point lead for the Buccaneers. Misses the second one. And Mathis was able to get it back. And up ahead to Thomas. Thomas back to Mathis. Mathis drives, tries for the reverse layup, misses. And going to be another foul. And I think this is on Henderson. And that's going to be on Jordan Wright. And for Wright, that's her second. And Mathis hits the free throw. Gives her 6 points in the game. And she makes them both. And it's 49-37. Blinn with the lead over Kilgore. Rangers with the basketball. Getting warm in here now. And shot fired up, misses. Rebound by Hampton. And they will feed. Allen puts up the shot, misses, and foul called. And that is going to be on the Buccaneers. For Richardson, that should be her first. And misses the free throw. That is, I think it's Jordan Wright at the free throw line. And hits the free throw there. And it's 49-38. Over to Walton, over to Mathis. Trying to go inside to Johnson, overshot the pass. And it was stolen away by Henderson. And now the pass, almost stolen away by the Bucs. It's in the hands of Leamy. And loose ball on the court. And look at Demolition Derby out there with bodies flying everywhere. And who's going to get the... That's going to be on Elizabeth Walton. And that'll be her third. And time is called. They're going to wipe up the slick spot. Unfortunately, one of the refs have to do it. Now Coach Moe's sending for Mathis to do it. Looks like we don't have any of our student managers or trainers here. Normally, they take care of that responsibility. And held the ball too long. And so when they were trying to find the inbound pass, Blinn's defense, they couldn't find an open person. And so now Blinn gets the ball back with 5:44 left to play here in the third quarter. Bucks leading 49-38. And driving the lane, putting up the shot was Janiah Thomas. Misses, but does draw the foul. That's on Henderson. That'll be her second. And Kincaid coming in. Mathis going to check out. Thomas with 7 in the game so far. Make it 8 as she knocks down that free throw. And this is the second one. Rebound by the Buccaneers. And Lundell got a loose, going to get a jump ball on the floor. And it's going to belong to Blinn. And inbounds pass to Richardson. And whistle on the court. Yeah, it looks like an offensive foul call on Takara Johnson. That one was away from the basket. And so that'll be a turnover. And Kilgore with the basketball. Bucks still lead at 50-38 with 5:15 left. And we're going to get a foul call. That's on Janiyah Thomas. It'll be her first. And Singleton coming back in for Walton. And that's going to send Talissa Henderson to the free throw line. Henderson, freshman out of Bossier City, Louisiana. And hits the first one. And nails the second one. And it is 50-40. Bucks with a 10-point lead. Back the other way goes Singleton. Singleton puts up a shot, misses, and a rebound by Leamy. Leamy gonna drive, pass the ball off, and foul in the basket. Allen hits the shot. The foul is going to be on Singleton, her first. And it's Blinn 50, Kilgore 42. We got immediate timeout on the court. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegett Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And back we go here as Buccaneers lead at 50-42. And at the line, Allen, Nakia Allen, she hits the free throw. Gives her 6 points in the game. And it's 50-43. Buccaneers with the basketball. We've got 4:45 left. Thomas fires up a three and gets her own long rebound. Goes inside to Johnson. Back out to Singleton. Singleton for three. And she hit it. Chelsea Singleton with a big three-pointer there for the Buccaneers. As they now push the lead back up to 10 points here on Kilgore. Inside to Henderson, back out to Leamy. Leamy goes cross court. Meanwhile, Winter Jones is checked back in for Blinn, and three-pointer by Leamy. She nailed that one. Leamy now with 10 in the game. We got 4 minutes left to play. Bucks leading at 53-46. Inside to Jones. Jones almost lost it. Singleton puts up a shot and misses. And a rebound by Allen. Up ahead. Here comes Kilgore back the other way. Henderson. And they fire up a three-pointer. That was Hampton, I think. And it's now down to a four-point game. 53-49. Takara Johnson. And we're going to get a foul called.
Foul number 21.
Yeah, that's going to be Amelie. That'll be her first. That'll send Takara Johnson to the free throw line. Mathis will come in. Jones will take a break. Yeah, Johnson misses the free throw. She's going to get one more shot here. And makes the second one. Johnson now with 6 points. Jasmine Jackson coming back in. As Blinn leads it 54-49. We've got 3:25 left to go in the third quarter. And going to be a whistle against Lady Rangers, and so the Bucks will get the ball. Thomas with the basketball, and just airmailed the throw over to, she was going to Singleton, and just completely overshot her and landed in the Buccaneer bench. And so it's Kogan with the basketball once again. They bring the ball up the court. And that one is going to be up and in for two. That was Hampton. And it's now back to a three-point game, 54-51. Singleton inside to Kincaid. Kincaid puts up the shot and looking for a foul, doesn't get it. And it's going to be Kilgore basketballs. We've got 2:25 left to go here in the third. Kilgore can cut this to a one-point game with a two. They could tie it with a three. Shot clock is down to eight. Down to five. Inside, and they put the shot up, misses. And got her own rebound, puts up a shot again, and draws the foul. And it's going to be on Janiya Thomas, her second. Walden coming back in the game as just Janisha Neal. And right at the line, and she will hit it. Misses the second one, and Bucks come down with it. It's a two-point game with 2 minutes left to play. Bucks lead 54-52, and they're going to say she stepped on the line. Neal was going under, let's see, was that Janisha Neal? Yes, it was going by and went, and she was going underneath the basket, stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and so turnover for the Bucks. And we get a whistle. That is on the Buccaneers. That's two fouls for Mathis. And missing the free throw there. That is Hampton at the free throw line now. And hits it. And that cuts it to a one-point game, 54-53 with a minute 40 left here in the third quarter. Over to Kincaid. And Mathis. Inside. And shot open in for two. DJ Kincaid. Kincaid now 6 points. And it's now 56-53 Bucks with a minute 18. puts it up and in for two is Jordan Wright. Back to a one-point game. And offensive foul on the Bucks. Joni Chenille. Oh no, they're going to call that on Kincaid. It was away from the basket, and minute one left. And Kilgore has a chance to take the lead on this possession. Bucks need to stop here. And they are going to get it as Mathis comes away with the basketball. So we're going to go coast to coast, puts up the shot, misses, but does draw the foul.
Foul
is on Jordan Wright. That's her third. And it's a Mathis at the line. We got 41 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, and she misses the first free throw. And makes the second one. They'll give Mathis 8 points in the game. And it's 57-55 win with 35 seconds left. And back the other way, cutting to the basket. That was Leamy. And that ties it up 57-57 with 15 seconds left. And long range shot, air ball by the Bucks. And they're going to claim it's off as Neal tried to slam it off of Allen. And they're going to claim Neal was out of bounds already when she did it. And so now Kilgore can play for the last shot. And outside, three-pointer by Jordan Wright. And Kilgore is taking the lead 60-57 over the Buccaneers at the end of the third quarter. We'll come back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we come back here after leading the entire first half. The Buccaneers now stunned as Kilgore has come back here and taken the lead 60-57 after a big third quarter. And Blinn will start this quarter with Mathis, Walton, Jones, Neal, and Jackson. Kilgore with the inbounds pass. They will start with Wright, Hampton, Allen, and Anderson. And we got a struggle for the ball, jump ball. And this one's going to belong to the Buccaneers. So the Bucks bring the ball up the court. Pass out to Mathis. Fakes to Walton. Now gives it up to Jones inside. Jackson puts it up on the free throw line. Misses. Mathis coming away with the rebound. And Jones goes inside. Jackson from the baseline misses. And Mathis saves it again. She had Walton open and on the pass. I'm going to say she stepped on the line. And now Kilgore bringing up the court. It's Hampton with the basketball for Kilgore. And over to Soskin. Back out, three-pointer. And knocking it down is Jordan Wright. It's a now six-point lead for the Rangers, 63-57. Jones back to Mathis. And over to Jackson. Jackson drives, lays it up and in for two. Jasmine Jackson now with 5 points now. And it's a four-point game. Kilgore leading 63-59. And another three. It misses. Rebound by Winter Jones. Jones inside of Neal. Neal puts up a shot, misses, but draws the foul. That was on Allen, her first. And Neal will go to the line. Jonesha Neal, 5'4 freshman out of Houston. And makes the first one. And makes them both. That'll give her 3 points and cut it to a two-point game. Singleton coming in now. And Neal will have a break. As we've got 7:55 left to go in the ball game. Kilgore leads it 63-61. And putting up the shot up and in for two is Hampton. That'll make it 65-61. And over. Mathis with the basketball over to Walton. Walton almost got it knocked away from her. Now gives it over to Mathis. And Singleton puts it up and in for two. Chelsea Singleton with 15 points now. And coming up on 7 minutes to go in the game. Loose ball, and it's going to be out of bounds and Buck basketball. Now we can tie this thing back up. We can get a basket here. Or tie up with a two, take the lead with a three. And they're going to give it to Walton. And over to Singleton. Singleton drives up and in for two. We're tied. 17 points for Chelsea Singleton. And it's 65 all. And inside to Allen. Allen's back out. Now they're going to go over to right. Ball stolen away by Singleton. Fast break. Singleton going to put it up. Misses the shot. And stolen away by Mathis. Mathis up and in for two. Mathis now 10 points in the game. The Bucks have taken lead 67-65. And Buccaneers taking 67-65. And we got a media timeout on the court, so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. And we're back here at the Cruzy Center. Bucks lead at 67-65. We got 6:05 left to play. And Kilgore taking his own sweet time coming out from the warning. Surprised they don't get a delay of game warning for that as long as they were in there. That's one of those, it's at the referee's discretion on whether to call it or not. And I think that is the last two incidents really on the timeouts. You could have made a case for calling it. As it's right with the basketball. And we go inside and shot put up and missed by Henderson. And back the other way, Walton drives, passes the ball off, and they're going to call her for traveling. She was getting hammered as she was going to the basket. And instead they're going to call her for traveling, and so it'll be Kilgore basketball. And bounce pass, and Kilgore working the ball up the court. Shot put up and missed by the Lady Rangers. Johnson working the ball up the court. And almost lost the ball. They got to hurry to get the ball back up. And they're not going to get it across the court. Half court violation against the Buccaneers. As that full court defense there by Kilgore. It's one of those rules that's hardly ever called because most teams get it pretty easily. But you have 10 seconds to get the ball past the half court line, and Blinn was unable to do that. And so now the Buccaneers will be on defense. And they try to get fancy and do one of them back, behind the back pass things, and they hold up and miss. Yeah, Kilgore missing the shot. And Singleton over to Neal. And back out to Singleton. Singleton misses a three-pointer. And it's going to be Kilgore basketball with 4:25 left to play. Driving the lane, ball passed off by Leamy, and back the other way, puts up the shot, missing, and a foul call against Blinn.
Foul number 23, Chelsea Singleton.
And on Singleton, that'll be her second. And we got another media timeout on the court, and Bucks lead at 67-65. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And back we go here as we got 4:15 left to play. Blinn and Kilgore tooth and nail. And Allen puts up the shot, misses, but it's going to be a foul called against Blinn. And so I'll send Nakai Allen to the free throw line.
And
that's on Takara Johnson for Johnson. That's her fourth.
Defense!
free throw is Allen. Allen, a freshman out of Lima, Louisiana. And misses them both, gets the rebound, and in the hands, it's tipped up to Chelsea Singleton. And it's a Bucks with the basketball. And inbounds pass, and it's going to be put up and missing. Now off of Thomas, and now back the other way goes Kilgore. Basket missed, and Johnson tips it to Mathis back the other way. And now Mathis going to pull out. Let the offense reset itself. Got a little time here. Just got to get a good shot off. Johnson back out to Thomas. Over to Singleton. Over to Thomas. Thomas drives back out to Singleton. You got 5 seconds to get a shot off. And Johnson fouled on the play. Now the... Are they going to say the shot clock? No, to me the foul occurred before the shot clock. And they're going to say no shot clock violation against Blinn. So Walton checking back in for Singleton. We got 3:12 left to play. Blinn's holding on to a 2-point lead. And they will give it over. Traveled, and Allen gets it up and in for two, and we're tied. Second half here, the referees have been really letting a lot of stuff go. And Walton going to fire up a three. Rebound won't go. And rebound by Janiyah Thomas. And foul on Nyla Inman. For Inman, that's her fifth. And so Inman out of the game. And Henderson will come in. And Mathis back out to Jackson. Jackson puts it up. Roll around the rim, wouldn't go. And that was out on Kilgore. They're going to claim Blinn. Now we got a referee's conference. And now they're going to reverse. The other referee had a better look at it and came in and reversed the decision. Good call there. We got 2:30 left. Singleton coming back in, and she should not leave the court the rest of this game. We got 2:30 left to play. We're all tied up 67-67. And Thomas with the basketball over to Singleton. Singleton misses the shot. Mathis still gets the rebound. Back out. Three-pointer attempt by Janiyah Thomas misses. And a rebound in the hands of Kilgore. Right with the basketball. And over to Hampton. Back out to Wright. Inside goes Allen. Allen puts it up and in for two. And now Johnson get ready to check back in for Blinn. Jackson set the pit for Singleton. Misses the three. Mathis got put it back up and in for two. Deanna Mathis with 12 points now. As it's now 69-all with a minute 30. This one could come down to the wire. Pass back out to Allen. Allen drives, walks all over the place, puts it up and in for two. And so it's 71-69. And Coach Jeff Jenkins wanting the timeout here. Wait to see if it's going to be a full or a 30. And it's just a 30-second timeout taken by the Bucks, so we'll keep it right here. We got a minute 11 seconds left. Bucks are trailing by two, 71-69. So that's still a lot of time left on the clock for this one to go either way. I want to let you know you're listening to AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham, also K269GU 101.7 FM across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And don't forget our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you here on a Saturday afternoon with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Kilgore Rangers. And Mathis with the inbounds pass to Jones. Jones over to Mathis, and Singleton with a three-pointer. Big shot there. Chelsea Singleton that gives her 20 points and puts the Bucks up 72-71. And now Kilgore wants a timeout. Bucks have retaken the lead. Clock's up 56.1 seconds. And they're going to take just a 30-second timeout on the court, so we'll just keep it right here. Now the Bucks just got to be careful. It'd be nice if they can get a stop here and a little more insurance down on the other end. So here we go, both teams coming out. Blinn leads it 72-71. We've got 56.1 seconds of the Kilgore basketball. And they get it inside to Allen. Allen drives, ball knocked away and in the hands of Johnson. Or no, excuse me, that was Jackson. And they're going to foul Janisha Neal right away. That's on Jordan Wright. For Wright, that's her fourth. Now Singleton and Walton and Jones will come back in. And bounce pass to Jones. Jones gets his cross half court. Full court pressure now by the Rangers. And gets it to Singleton. Singleton inside to Johnson. Johnson, and we're going to get a foul called on Kilgore. That's on Michaela Hampton, and that'll be her third. And inbounds pass. Mathis. Trying to work the clock down. And ball stolen away. And up and in for two. I don't know what they were thinking there. And now 73-72. Bucks have got 15 seconds and a foul on Perina Leamy. That's second on Leamy, and that'll send Winter Jones to the free throw line. And they're going to bring Janisha Neal back in. So they're getting set. We have 13.8 seconds left on the clock. And now Jasmine Jackson will check in for Walton. And Jones hits the free throw to tie it. 10 points now for Winter. And she needs to hit this next one. She can put the Bucks ahead. And she hits them both. And timeout taken. This one is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take it back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
All right, here we go. This one's going to come down to a photo finish. We got 13.8 seconds left on the clock. Buccaneers lead it 74-73 over Kilgore. Kilgore with the basketball. Allen. And ball's almost lost, and now Kilgore comes away with it. Puts it up and in for two. And how are the no fouls called on there? Timeout taken by Coach Jeff Jenkins. And so it'll be Blinn basketball. They'll get the last shot with 7.3. Kilgore leads at 75-74. And Blinn's going to take a timeout here. And it's going to be a full timeout. We're going to stay right here since we just came out of the timeout, because we don't want to miss nothing. We're going down to the wire here. Blinn's going to get the last shot. Coming into this one, both teams 5-1 in conference. Blinn 15-5 overall. Kilgore 12-8 overall. Both teams a half game behind Angelina. Angelina's 14-7 overall, 6-1 in conference. So you want to, both these teams want to win here to keep pace with them. But just got to get one here on this last possession. But like we said, second half, referees have been very light on the foul calling after they were pretty much in the normal range first half. But here in the second half, they've been very light on the foul calling and letting a lot of stuff go. And we'll see what we do here. Mathis, inbounds pass to Singleton, and Singleton's going to be fouled. That's a foul! How did they not call a foul on there? She bumped her and knocked her on the floor. Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. And right in front of the stinking referee, too. And Singleton drives, puts up, misses the shot, and Kilgore's going to steal this one. 75-74. As the Kilgore, with the assistance of the refereeing crew, who did an absolutely crappy job this second half, walk away with a win. All that contact, and it's like, how can you not call any fouls there? Just absolutely amazes me. Well, we're going to send you back to the studios. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up, but let's go back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979 979- 217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And back we come here to the Cruzy Center as Kilgore wins this one 75-74, the final score. Highway robbery as the officials give a big assist to the officiating crew on this one here, folks. Just a travesty here tonight. Well, that's going to wrap it up, or this afternoon. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for the Bucks. Chelsea Singleton with 20 points leading the way. Also had Tiana Mathis with 12 points. Winter Jones with 11 points. Takar Johnson with 6, Janiyah Thomas with 8, Jasmine Jackson with 5. Bucks did enough to win, as we said. I don't know how you can call it, because they did the inbounds pass to Chelsea Singleton. The player comes in, knocks her on her keister, and no foul, and the ball rolls out of bounds. And how there was no foul call is just absolutely mind-boggling to me. And there was some other stuff during the course of the game, too, as well. It wasn't just that one call, but that was kind of the icing on the cake there. But nevertheless, Kilgore wins at 75-74, your final there. That's going to do it for us here this afternoon. Want to thank Cortland back at the studio for his work on the board. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying, have yourselves a good weekend, everybody.